Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back. This is Jorge Gonzalez, and we were talking about collaboration and where it works and how great that is when it works, and how sad it is when it breaks down or there's, instead of collaboration, there's attempts to compete and to destroy the others and instead of working together for the common good. And in terms of that, I also think of this lack of collaboration. I don't think it. I mean, I read it. The concept. There's these silos where people, instead of thinking about the common good, are thinking of only of themselves or of their particular group, and don't think about either. Don't think about them, or if they think about them, they see them as other silos that they want to either make smaller or to destroy. Let's, for example, you know, take in the sphere of the government and some of the things that are happening in Puerto Rico. We have the airport facility and the problems of whether we're going to allow to go forward a private-public-private contract that would have an entity, a Mexican entity, run the airport for us and up front get a nice huge amount that is that sounds like indispensable for the Ports Authority to financially survive at this point. I wish we didn't have to negotiate under those terms, but unfortunately, those are the terms that I think were there facing the negotiators, and so the money is really, it sounds to me, indispensable. But the idea of people coming forward now at this stage, when the contract has been signed, it's subject to FAA, Federal Aviation Authority approval. But coming at this point in time, to try to go back to the strategic vision, policy, public policy issue of whether such a contract should go forward. I find it somewhat depressing. I find it very frustrating. I find it very dangerous in terms of if we want others to come forward and to negotiate and to come with these kinds of contracts, of these private-public transactions, it would hurt our credibility incredibly at this point. And you know, we can go forward there. They've been good and they've been bad. We've had private entities come to try to help with the water authority, the aqueducts and sewer authority. They didn't seem to have helped at all. We had someone come in and run the telephone company, and at times it was good. Sometimes it wasn't. I think it's more a question of having the right entity and putting forward, you know, good contracts and making sure that that they're handled well, fiscalized well, etc. You know, one we have that we all should be very proud of, and I think there's common support is the Choliseo and the Convention Center. SMG has done a spectacular job in terms of running both operations, and there was a recent article, you know, in terms of the success that the Choliseo has had. They have won a series of prizes, both. Both of them, I think, for the Choliseo. There was in it was called Venues Today. It was selected among the 25 best arenas for the decade on the world level for arenas within the 15 to 30,000 person capacity. And this is quite an achievement. There was an article came out. You don't hear too much about it. In fact, other than this article, I think that's the only place I've seen it. There was also a recognition in term by in Polestar. It's been nominated an International Large Venue of the Year. Throughout the world. So it's a great nomination, again, recognizing this achievement. And it's reported in the article that it's among the 20 top revenue producers in the world for a venue. So, I mean, I think that's a great example of a public-private transaction and the operation of a public facility by a private entity that is clearly working quite well, and we should be very proud of it, and it's indicative that if it's done well, then it comes out well, and like everything else, if you choose the wrong partner, the wrong persons, and the wrong negotiation, etc., well, it's not going to end up all that well. As a person who used to run our family business said, you can't have a good contract with a bad person. No matter how well you write the contract, with a bad person, you're going to have a problem. And you really can't have a bad relationship or the business won't be bad if you have a good person, even if you have a pretty bad contract. If you're dealing with a good person, at the end of the day, it's going to be work out. The amendments and the adjustments will be made to have the thing go. So the most important thing is to have good people. And if you have good people, the adjustments can be made and the results are probably going to be pretty good. And if you had bad people, no matter what you do, at the end of the day, somewhere or other, you're going to get burned. That statement by the CEO of Empresas Caparra about 10, 12 years ago is a pretty good one. I think we'll all agree that's a truism in life. The silo effect, that I think can be best demonstrated in terms of what's happening. Another thing that's happening besides the airport where the right, this particular group of small businesses that are operating now want to make sure that they're protected, and this other entity that has operated such and such, they want to make sure they're protected, and it's kind of not in my backyard. Don't affect me personally. Even if this is absolutely necessary for everybody, I want to make sure that I'm protected. Is partly what's taken place. Another example similar to that, to the airport, that's happening right now, and I hope it's like a lot of this legislation, you don't have all these conditions that then make implementation so difficult, but is the Employees Now law. And we saw, for me, it's very, it's very frustrating. We saw how, for example, one of the things they want to do is to implement a two-day system for the issuing the use permit. And the small business, the medium and small business felt that would be, if that was permitted for the larger companies, that would be something that would hurt them competitively. So the law says that this 24-48 hour acceleration of the permit system will not apply, will only apply to companies that have revenues of 15 million dollars, 15 employees, or if the construction is does not go over 15 million. So it's an employee value limitation. And I get frustrated with something like that because, we need employees no matter where it comes. And to put limitations, for entities that are larger versus smaller, and that a large entity would be able to get their project up and going in two or three days a few weeks, that instead of making them go through another hurdles and stuff, so it takes them so many months, is sad. I think it's just frankly is sad when we know that for the common good, We need to create wealth. We need to create employment. And to then to put the hurdles for someone that wants to achieve that for this society, I think is kind of sad. And there were other lobbying efforts in order to make sure, for example, that the investment for some had to be 15%, and you have to have 15% local investment in order to undertake the benefits. We need the business, and we shouldn't be so ticky-micky in terms of who comes and provides wealth and employment. And I can see, why someone wants to put their silo in to protect themselves, et cetera, but I don't think, again, that's for the common good. So let's take a break, and we'll be right back. This is Jorge Gonzalez and a live program of Business Resolutions.